at Premier High School.
We are a tuition-free charter school serving grades 9 through 12. We offer a personalized program which gives you the opportunity to recover credits, graduate early, attend school around a work schedule, career and technical training, earn college credits while in high school, become eligible for military service. Learn more about how you can reach your goal.
Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this just really helps her to understand your perfect will and to walk in it to help keep her safe and for her salvation and safekeeping and the salvation and safekeeping for anybody that she's praying for. Ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so talking about dreams and about how the Holy Spirit is really talking to His church, seeing it a lot in dreams and ways to understand them better. If you are waking up and you kind of remember your dreams, but not really, and it feels like maybe something important might have happened, you may want to start including prayer and fasting into your like daily routine or weekly routine, because I have seen spirits sit and try and inhibit dreams when a person is having especially prophetic dreams, okay, so that you can forget them. And then also to it can be good to have a piece of paper if you feel like the Lord is really talking to you in your dreams and you want to remember them, especially if you're having a lot of things like numbers or certain words, or you're seeing and reading certain things in your dreams where your dreams are just very clear. It may be a good idea to just have a piece of paper and write them down when you wake up. You see this in the in the book of Daniel, he writes down his dreams and records them and things like that. I mean, the Bible itself records a lot of dreams. And then also, too, another thing to be aware of is your reaction in a dream. Sometimes this can confuse people. The dream typically tends to be primarily about what you're hearing and seeing in the dream, not so much your reaction. Your reaction, especially if you don't understand what's taking place in the dream, can just be your reaction. Because sometimes when trying to understand a dream, you know, you'll have a person focus on what happened in the dream and trying to understand it, and they'll say, and then I said this, and then I did that. And then when you look at what the person said and did, it's really just their normal reaction to the dream. But it doesn't really explain the dream itself. It's just kind of, you know, just like if you were to walk into a situation and something happened and you just reacted. Your reaction is not, you know, that important to what happened, you know, in the event. The event just occurred, you know, of itself, and your reaction is separate from it. It's your reaction. Hope I'm explaining that well. So it's not really, it can tend to just be something that you can disregard quite easily. And is not really important, depending, okay, it depends, each situation, but depending, but it may not be important to the actual interpretation of the dream itself. I'll go ahead and leave it there for right now. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, and just loving and cherishing and glorifying you. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name, amen.